We have a lot of seat here.
我们前面有不少座位，大家请往前坐。
Nice to see all of you here.
但是很高兴看见大家在一起。
Although we have more than 100 brothers and sisters camping outside.
我们差不多有100位弟兄姐妹在外面这个露营。
But I'm glad that you come for the better portion.
我很感谢你们能够到前面来，到这个更好的。
Since last week, I began this new topic.
上个礼拜我就开始了一个新的一个题目。
I use John's epistle.
我用了这个约翰的
书信。And because I just finished this Revelation.
我前一阵子讲的是启示录的内容。
Now we go into his epistle to try to continue John's ministry at the end time.
Yeah, 然后我们现在呢，就是接着就是要讲这个约翰，这个老约翰，使徒约翰的他的书信，来讲有关
末世
的事情。
Jesus had 12 apostles.
耶稣有12个门徒。
And his 12 apostles, by the end of the first century, 11 of them already passed away.
在这个第一世纪就是结束的时候，那其中的11个门徒，他们已经在世上的生命已经结束了。
John was the last person left in the 90s.
约翰，这个使徒约翰就是最后一位还活在世上的使徒，他那个时候已经90多岁了。
And in human eye, he is pretty old.
在人类的眼光中，他是已经很老了。
You should retire a long time ago.
你应该很早以前就应该退休了。
But God kept him for such a long time for that special occasion.
Yeah, 但是神就是保守这个使徒约翰在那个时候还活着，就是有特殊的用处。
The number one apostle was Peter.
我们知道第一个大使徒就是彼得。
God used him as a fisher of men.
Yeah, 神用他做一个渔人，就是捉捕鱼的人，就是
得人如鱼的人。
得人如鱼的人。
When he spoke,
当彼得说话的时候。
God used him mightily.
神大大的用他，他也很有能力。
Every message, either 3,000 get saved or 5,000 get saved.
当他传讲神的福音的时候，一次就有3,000人信，一次又有5,000人信。
God really used him to save a lot of people into the kingdom.
神真是大大的用他，让很多人也得救。
That was in the 30s and you know, between 30s and 50s.
那个是差不多是主后30年到50年的那个时候。
Yeah, God used this apostle doing great job.
神用这个使徒做了很大的功。
And then later on, God raised up another person by the name of Paul.
然后过了一段日子，神又用了另外一个人，那个人的名字叫保罗。
He was a devoted Pharisees.
他是本来是一个很忠心的法利赛人。
And he thought all the people who believe Jesus are heresies.
Yeah, 他说
信耶稣的人。
信耶稣的人都不是。
都是异端。
都是heresy, 他都是异端。
So he decided to get rid of them.
所以他那个时候他就说我要把那些异端全部清除。
But God converted him.
但是神改变了这个。
And not only convert him, he knew what he served was totally a wrong track.
Yeah, 不但神改变了，完全改变了这个人，然后他也让保罗知道，他所以前所侍奉的路完全是错的。
He repented.
这个保罗就悔改了。
God called him to change direction.
神呼召他，让他改变生命的方向。
So he became a person, preach the gospel, share what Jesus have done in his life.
然后保罗就是开始传讲福音，然后与众人分享。
So he became the apostle for the Gentiles.
Yeah, 他变成了这个外邦人的这个使徒。
His old profession was knitting the tent.
他以前的职业是就是织帐篷。
So Lord used him to build the church.
神就用他来这个建造这个教会。
Yeah, he preached the gospel and built church.Among the Gentiles.
Yeah, 他在那里传讲福音，他向外邦人，然后建立教会。
That was about 30-some years from the 40s all the way to 60s.
那差不多有30多年的日子，就是主后30年到60年。
40年到60年
的那个。
So and then he martyred with Peter by Roman King Nero.
然后他就因为这个尼禄王迫害的时候，他就和彼得一起差不多同一时代就为主献身了。
But God's testimony continue.
但是神的见证接着还在进行。
Although a lot of casualties on the way.
甚至在这个路上有很多牺牲的事情。
But the growth of the dynamics of the power of Holy Spirit continue.
但是这个圣灵仍旧在大大的做工。
So this gospel, the power of God, manifests throughout the Roman Empire.
所以这个神的话语就在这个整个的罗马帝国完全部的是展开了。
So we if you see, read the early church history, you will see God move mightily.
Yeah, 你看主神这个早期教会的历史记载的话，你就看见神的力量完整的大大的发展。
But that was the first generation.
那个是第一代的基督徒。
But when the time goes on,
但时间过了以后
，when the church grow to some extent to the 40 or 50 years old, I mean the church age.
Yeah, 那个时候教会开始发展，成立到慢慢的已经有四五十年了。
And then you will see gradually the first generation pass away, the second generation, even third generation coming up.
大家看见这个第一代的人基督徒那个时候已经去世了，然后第二代的和第三代的基督徒成长起来，成为教会的主体。
Then you will see many things changing.
你就看见很多事情在改变。
And you, if you study the book of Revelation.
大家如果读启示录的话
，If you read the first seven letters，
大家看见这前面所写的七封书信
，You will see the condition of the church at that time. I mean, in the 80s and 90s，
大家看见那个时候差不多在主后80年到90年教会的光景。
You will see some are pretty good，
有些教会还不错。
Some even have the seat of Satan。
但是有些教会甚至有了撒旦的座位。
And the worst case was the Sardis. Jesus said, "Your name is alive, but the reality you are dead."
是啊，就是最坏的那个教会，光景最差的，就是叫撒迪的教会。他说，你的名还存在，但实质上你已经死了。
And so you will see God raise up this old apostle John.Although he is in his 90, God still use him to recover, to do repair work for the church.
Yeah, 大家看见这个时候神用一个人，就是使徒约翰，甚至他那个时候他已经很老了，他已经90岁了，但是神还是用他来做一个修补的工作。
Because when Jesus called him as a disciple, he was knitting, repairing his fishing net.
当主耶稣基督当初召约翰做了门徒的时候，那个时候他是在修补渔网。
So later in his ministry, you will see when the church this net spread over and over, use many many broken pieces.
大家看见那个时候，当那个网往外撒出去的时候，一遍一遍的被用，然后大家看见这个网上就有了不少的破口。
So the church, you will see a lot of problems.
你看见那时候教会有不少的问题。
So God used Apostle John to do the job of repairing.
所以神用使徒约翰做这个修补的工作。
So now, since last Sunday, I began this epistle, First John.
从上周我就开始讲这个约翰的书信。
And you will see in the among all the confusion in the in different church groups.
大家看见那个时候不同的教会有不同的混乱的地方。
A lot of teaching lead astray people's faith, go far away from the orthodox teaching.
Yeah. So 有很多的那个时候有很多的教导，不同的教导就把人从那个正统的好的教导就挪开了。
So he wants to correct them.
所以神用约翰来修正这个不好的教导。
So you will see the way John's ministry is he always bring people back to the original.
所以看见大家从书信中看见神这个约翰的教导就是把人从不好的教导能够纠正回来。
Back to the original.
能够纠正说原先的教导。
对 ,from the beginning.
从起初的教导。
Yeah, this is the characteristics for John's ministry.
这个是约翰的施工的特征。
Because when things develop to different stage, different area, get so confused, people cannot tell what is real, what is fake.
Yeah, 当不同的当这个教导起初的教导能够扩展到不同的地方的话，人们就开始产生了混淆，他们不知道起初的教导是什么。
So God said, God used John said, you know, bring people back to the original.
神用了这个约翰，就说把人带回起初。
Yeah. So you will see, last week, let's read a few scriptures.
让我们再看一下我们这一些经文，我们上周讲过一些经文。
嗯。First John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
We will read the first two verses.
我们先读前面两节。
First John chapter 1 verse 1. Yeah. What was from the beginning? What we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we beheld and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
好，看一下。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witnesses, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在前显于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Now we have to, for today we want to focus on the next verse.
我们今天要讲下面一个章节，下面一个经节。
Let's read the third and the fourth.
我们读一下第三节和第四节。将所看见、所听见的传给你们。使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话传给你们，使你们能喜乐满足。
Okay, in these two scriptures,
在这两节中
，I want to bring your attention to this word, fellowship.
我要把大家的注意力用在这个字上，这个字就是相交。
Yes.It's not banana, it's fellowship.
不是香蕉，不是那个吃的香蕉啊，这个是在一起，
yeah,
这个有这个，有一起共同的分享。
Yes. We have to read, continue verse 5 and 6.
我们读第五和第六节。
And this is the message we have heard from him.And announce to you that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all.
神就是光，在他毫无黑。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。
If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
我们若说是与神相交，却黑暗里行，就是说谎话。
Let's read another scripture in 1 Corinthians.
哥伦多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神是信实的。你是原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
Okay. Last week, my subject was the principle number one. That's the life, the word of life.
我上周的讲的第一要紧的事情就是第一就是生命，
生命的道，
生命的道。
Yeah.So John tried to bring everything back to the first principle, that's the life of Christ.
约翰就想把最要紧的就是直到原点，就是神是神的道，神就是生命。Sorry.
Everything has to come back to life.
所有的就是要回到这个生命的起点。
Remember Jesus said, good tree produce good fruit.Bad tree produce bad fruits.
耶稣说过，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
So that's the natural law.
这个是天然的律。
And also it's a spiritual law.
这也是一个生命的律，神的律。
What kind of life you have, you live what kind of life?
你的里面的生命是什么？你活出来的生命就是什么。
The reason we are sinners, because our life was corrupted.
为什么我们是罪人呢？因为我们里面的生命已经毁坏了。
This corrupt life cannot produce any good.
这个毁坏的生命是不能产生好的果子的。
That's why when the first step, when man come to God, Jesus told him, you should be born again.
所以我们那时候那个人来到耶稣面前，耶稣对他说，你要重生。
If you don't have this new life, there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of God.
如果你没有这个新生命，你是不能进神的国。
So everything begins from a life.
所有的起点就是这个生命。
A correct life, a new life.
这个是正确的生命和一个新的生命。
Eternal life.
这个是永远的生命。
That life you can only find it in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这个永久的生命你只能从神的儿子耶稣基督中发现。
And thank God, He is willing to share that life with us.
真是感谢神，他愿意把他的这个生命分享给我们。
Because he paid the price, shed his blood, died on the cross. That penalty of sin was taken care.
Yeah, 因为他为我们献上了生命，他在十字架上洒上了宝血，他这个他的惩罚就是他的生命 ，penalty of.
He paid the penalty.
他付上了生命的代价。
Originally, we should pay the penalty because we are sinners.
以前我们是罪人，要去除我们的罪，我们要付上这个代价。
We should go to hell.
我们要去这个地狱。
But he is loving us.
但是神耶稣基督这样的爱我们。
So he is willing to pay the penalty so that we can be set free.
所以他愿意为我们付上这个罪的代价，所以我们才得了自由。
That is what I shared last week.
这个是我上一周所分享的。
So today my focus will be come to the second principle.
我今天要讲的是第二个原则。
The second principle is principle of fellowship.
就是第二个原则，就是相交的原则与分享的原则。
Okay. So I have to explain a little bit what do I mean by fellowship.
所以我要来分享一下我讲的这个相交和这个分享是什么意思。
Let me give you a real story I heard lately.
我给大家分享一个真的真实的故事，我最近听说的。
You know, in China, a famous place called Wenzhou, right?
我们知道中国有一个比较有名的地方叫做温州。
What's your impression about Wenzhou, people from Wenzhou? Make good business people.
Yeah, 大家对温州的印象是什么呢？大家一般都会说，哎，他们都是做生意的。
They make a lot of money.
他们那些温州人都有很有钱。
So this is a story about this family.
这个是一个家庭的个故事。温州家庭的故事。
Father and mother have a boy as a son.
这个一对夫妻他们有一个儿子。
They move from 温州 to 成都。
他们搬家从温州搬到成都去。
And the husband really knows how to make good money in 都江堰。
Yeah, 这个丈夫他到那个都江堰那个地方呢，他是很会做生意，他知道怎样赚钱。
Put wife and his son in 成都 and he himself in 都江堰 make a lot of tons of money.
他把在这他的太太和他的儿子就留在的成都，然后他自己跑到都江堰去，他很会赚钱，到那里赚了很多钱。
He paid a lot of money, go to the best kindergarten, elementary school.
所以他的儿子呢就也很有钱，所以他就去了那个最好的。
不是你儿子有钱，
他的爸爸很有钱，所以他的儿子也、
yeah.
也就去了小很好的小学、中学。
Right.
对对。
Yeah, and then go to the best junior high.
然后这就去了最好的初中。
But unfortunately, you know, father spent all his time making money. Mother doing her business, and you know, so this little boy lack of discipline.
所以呢，大家知道这个爸爸呢在外面拼命的赚钱，他妈呢也很忙，也就自己的事情要做，所以呢这个儿子呢就没有受过就没人管教。
Although in the best school.
所以说是最好的学校里面。
But his grade is not good.
但是他的成绩不好。
Or go in because pay a lot of money, go in.
他去那个最好的学校，因为他爸爸付了很多钱他进去的。
So,By the age of about 14, and this son already addicted to the computer game.
是14岁、15岁的时候，他那个儿子呢就已经上做这个，因为玩游戏成瘾了。
And so the mother tried to stop this bad habit.
所以妈呢就要把这个他的这个坏习惯给停止掉。
So she just cut off the internet service.
他的妈呢就把他的家里的这个上网这个就停掉了，不让他上网。
And didn't tell his son, her son.
没有告诉他的儿子。
And one day her son said, "Hey, how come I cannot get on the internet?"
有一天他儿子就发现，哎，我上不了网了。
Mommy said, "Oh, I did not pay the phone bill."
那妈说我没有付这个上网费。
Guess what?
然后发现怎么样呢
？This. Didn't just jump the floor. He shut the door, not let her parents come in.
然后这道儿子呢就把门关上，不让他父母进来。
And parents dare not go in. They live in the hotel.
然后他的父母呢就进不了他的自己的家，然后的父母呢就搬到旅馆去住了。
Oh, mother was so sad.
他的妈很伤心。
Father was so angry.
他爸很
But no one dared to challenge the precious son.
但是没有人敢和他的儿子闹翻。
Because they all want to have a fellowship with son.
因为他们都想与这个儿子
They all love, because this is the only thing precious in their life, besides the money.
因为除了他们夫妻除了钱之外，这个儿子就是他们的命。
But suddenly, son, shut the door. Don't let them in anymore.Because they didn't pay for the internet.
因为这，但是这个儿子呢，就把这个家里的门关上，不让他们进去了，因为他们不付这个上网费。
So they try to find friend help and things like that. You know, so this church in Chengdu, they share the gospel with the couple. They won't listen.
Yeah. 所以他们这个夫妻呢，就找朋友来帮忙。但是我们在那个成都的教会呢，就向他们这个夫妻呢，就传讲福音，但是那个夫妻也不听。
So, the reason I share this story is very simple.
我分享这个故事的原因是很简单的。
Each family, they all have the same need. The same need is love their kids. They have a good family life.
所有的家庭都有这样一个需要，就是要爱他们的孩子，因为他们这个希望有一个好的家庭。
But you will see, sometimes your focus is You think if you can have a lot of money, you can give your kid the best education, then they should be okay.
有时候你想，我有很多钱，我要给我的孩子最好的教育，他们就是变会变好了。
But the reality is the opposite.
但事实正好是相反。
Money cannot buy fellowship.
你用钱，你是买不来与你的孩子的相交的。
So then they get stuck.
他们就堵在那里，就没办法。
I don't think that's a typical case.
我不是认为这是个很典型的故事。
It can be true everywhere.
啊，这不是一个特例，这个基本上是所有的地方都会发生这样的事情。
Yes, you send your kids to the States, the same story.
你把你的孩子送到美国来是一样的故事。
You think if your kids can come to the States to get best education, then they will be successful.
你想你的孩子，我把孩子送到美国来，他们就受了最好的教育，他们就成功了。
No, you cannot buy the close relationship.
你不能用钱来买这个啊，这个相互的这个紧密的关系。
Here we talk about fellowship.
我们今天讲的是团契，就是相交的这个事。
You will see in God's heart.
你看见在神的心意中
He created human being.
神创造了神
He created the whole universe.
神创造了整个的宇宙
For one purpose.
只有一个目的
That the human being will dwell with God, have a family.
这是神的目的就是让人能够与神同住有一个好的关系
Human beingWe understand in the family you want to communicate with one another, loving with one another.
在我们人的思想中，我们知道，在一个家中，你愿意与家庭的成员有一个好的关系，有相交。
But you will see a lot of family tragedies.
但你看见了很多家庭的悲剧。
This purpose of communicating, loving one another, cannot accomplish just by money.
你的目的就是为了家庭成员之间有一个很好的关系，能够相交，这不是用钱能买来的。
Now, in the same way, God used these simple things to teach us that God tried to build a relationship with human being.
神用了这么简单的一个故事告诉我们，神也想与人有一个好的关系。
But somehow something happened between God and man. That's The problem is the sin.
Yeah, 但是有一些事情发生了，这个因为人有了罪，神就不能与人有一个很好的相交。
How do you define sin?
你怎样定义这个罪呢？
It is not necessarily killing people or cheating people. Not necessarily that.
这个罪不是说简单的就可以定义为你杀了一个人或者欺骗了一个人，这不是单单就是一个罪的定义。
The essence of sin.Is self-life.
这个最的基本的最核心的定义就是你自己的自我为中心。
Man only seek his own benefit.
人只追求他自己的利益。
They don't care about anybody else.
他不介意他任何其他的人。
With that kind of mindset.
因为有这样的他的思想。
Relationship between husband and wife broken down.
丈夫和妻子的关系就破碎了。
Relationship between parent and kids broken down.
父母和孩子的关系也破碎了。
Because everyone is focused on himself or herself.
Yeah, 因为每个人只是专注他自己身上。
That's the sadness of this relationship.
这个就是有关相交的这个一个比较让人痛心的一个。
That's why all the relationship, human relationship, man to man, between man and woman, or between parents and kids, all broken down.
所以这个人类的关系，包括丈夫和妻子、父母和儿女的关系，也是同样，他们都破碎了。
So everybody is pain, has a pain in their heart.
所以每个人都在心中有一个痛苦。
So you will see the salvation of Jesus Christ is coming to repair this broken relationship.
Yeah, 所以大家看见主耶稣基督的救赎就是来到我们中间来修补这个破碎的关系。
So you will see as soon as we are saved by God,
你看见一旦我们被主所救了以后,
and you see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, the verse we just read,
我们刚才所读的就是哥林多前书一章九节,
God is faithful,
神是信实的,
through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
就是你和就是你能够被召进入和我们的主耶稣基督他的儿子一同得份。
For Chinese translation says we have a share in God through Jesus Christ.
他中文是这样翻译，我们一同得一份，就是我们有和神分享一些东西。
Fellowship, this word koinonia, the Greek word, simply means share something in common.
这个相交的这个它的原文，它的 colonia 的原文的意思就是一起分享一些共同的东西。
That's the meaning of this word.
这个原文就是这个意思。
When you have a good friend,
你有个好朋友，
you naturally would like to share something together.
你很自然的愿意把你的东西给他一起分享。
When you eat something good, you want to taste, have a taste, really good.
你吃到一些好吃的东西，你就给朋友分享。你说，你这个好吃的，你也来分享一下。
Or you read a good book, you really say, oh, wonderful. You share the book with your friend.
当你看读了一个好的书，他就愿意把你的书本也同朋友分享。
This is called fellowship.
这个就是一同相交的意思。
So when Apostle John used this word, koinonia, he referred to we Christians, we can share something with God.Fellowship together.
Yeah, 他这个使徒约翰，他用这个 colonia 这个字的时候，他就是说，我们有一些好的东西能够与神一同分享。
This word is very unique.
这个字是特例特殊的。
If you check the concordance, you will see this word has been used in New Testament 19 times.
大家看这个有关的这个串珠这个圣经的话，大家可以看见这个字在新约中用了19次。
Yeah.Like the chapter 2 of Acts,
在使徒行传第二章四十二节
talk about the beginning of the church life in Jerusalem.
在就是讲起初教会在耶路撒冷的那个时候的他们的生活。
The spiritual church life has four aspects.
这个有教会的生活有四个部分。
They were continually devoting themselves first to the apostles' teaching.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，第一个就是遵守教训。
Second, to fellowship.
第二个就是彼此交接，这中文是翻译成交接。
Third, breaking the bread.
第三个就是擘饼。
Fourth, prayer meeting.
第四个就是一起祷告。
So these four areas are the content of the church corporate life.
Yeah, 这个四个部分就是。教会核心生活的四个部分。
Now, if you read the whole chapter, you will find out.
大家读整个经文的话，整个章节的话，你会发现
those saints in Church of Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷教会的圣徒们
you estimate they at least have 8,000 brothers and sisters.
差不多有八千个弟兄姐妹
or more,
或者更多
maybe 10,000,
maybe 一万个，有可能一万个。
How they live together, these four areas.
他们怎样在一起生活的呢？这个就是四个部分。
They listen to apostles' teaching.
他们听使徒的教训。
And they share with one another.
他们彼此的交接。
This fellowship life was so strong.
这个交接的彼此交接的这个生活是这么的强。
They were the first communist society.
他们是第一个共产社会。
Right? They share everything.
他们在那里分享所有的东西。
Yes, nothing's for themselves.
没有，他们自己不留任何东西，只是分享所有的东西。
That's different from the earthly communism.
他们这个是和地上的共产社会是不一样的。
The earthly communist movement is by force.
地上的共产生活就是用 用你的强暴的力量，用
强，
用强权。
You capture those rich people, landlord.
你把那些富人抓起来。
Make their money yours, right?
把那个地主抓起来，把那个他们的钱分给你。
This by force.
这个是用强权来做的。
But only in the book of Acts, you will see in the church life, that's not by force, that's voluntary.
大家看见在使徒行传那个时候记载的，就是教会的生活一起分享，不是用强制的手段来实现的，而是个人自愿的把这些东西拿出来给大家分享。
Totally different.
是完全和现在地上的共产是不一样的。
Yeah, in the 30s in China.
在1930年代在中国的时候
in Shandong province,
在山东省
there was a group of Christians.
那有一些基督徒们
Yeah, we call them 耶稣家庭 Jesus family.
他说耶稣家庭有这样一些基督徒们
The founder was by the name of 静电营
他有个创始人叫静电营
They started this communal life.
他们开始了这个集体的生活。
The criteria for that group of Christians is you want to join this group, we share everything.
就是那个时候他的这个标准呢，要参加他的这个组织的标准呢，就是我们要分享一切的东西。
So the day you become a Christian, you say I'm willing to join this family, big family.
那天如果那时候你成为一个基督徒，你说我愿意来参加这个大家庭。
You declare bankruptcy.
然后你就自己宣告我破产了。
Yep, you share everything with your brothers and sisters.
你把你的所有的东西都与他的弟兄姐妹们分享。
That's how this Jesus movement spread in Shandong very quickly in the 30s and 40s.
在三十年代和四十年代，这个耶稣家庭的运动在山东省是扩展得很快。
Until communists came.
直到共产党来了以后。
周恩来 said, "This is not our communism. We have to wipe them out."
但是周恩来说，这不是我们的共产社会，所以要把他们消灭。
Yeah, so that group experienced severe persecution.
那个组织，这是经历了很大的逼迫。
So all these testimony will see the fellowship life in the early church were very real.
所有的这些见证都告诉我们，在早期教会的时候，彼此交接这个生活，共同分享的生活是很常见的。
And then if you know, every Sunday we have this breaking of bread.
每个主日我们这里都有分擘饼的这个纪念。
And we read a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们读哥林多前书十章的这个章节。
Yeah, in this chapter 10 verse 16, Paul said.
在哥林多前书十章十六节，保罗说
：“When I share this verse, I want to show you this word fellowship being used in this context.”
我要给大家分享这个章节，主要是为了讲这个彼此交接这个字在这里是怎么用的。
Is not the cup of blessing which we blessed as sharing in the blood of Christ?
Yeah, 我们所祝福的饼，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？这个"统领"这个字就是交接的意思。
It is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ.
我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗
？So in other words, when Jesus set up this breaking of bread,
所以另外的话就是说，主耶稣基督设立这个擘饼的这个事
，He wants to share His body with all the saints.
他愿意同分享他的身体给所有的基督徒们。
Right, this fellowship with His body.
就是同享他的身体。
That's why we break the bread.
所以这是我们擘饼的原因。
And then Jesus said, "Drink this cup."
然后主说喝这个杯。
In this sense.You share the blood of Jesus.
在这里就是表达的意思，就是分享主耶稣基督的血。
You fellowship the blood with Christ.
你与这个主耶稣基督的血相交。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思呢
？If you share someone's flesh, you share someone's blood. Means you and I become one.
如果你分享某个人的身体他的肉和分享他的血是什么意思呢？就是你与他变成了同一个人。
Jesus said, my flesh is edible, my blood is drinkable.
主耶稣基督说，我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。
So you will see this fellowship is a life union.
你看见这个分享就是生命的共同的分享。
It's not just a
生命的联合。
merely exterior fellowship. We have some good time together, more than that.
这不是我们日常所见的，就是外表的分享，就是我们有一个共同分享一个好的时间好的东西，这比更深一步。
In God's heart,
在主的心中，
He is willing to share everything, including His life, with all of us.
就是他愿意分享所有的一切，包括他自己的生命给我们每一个人。
Right, everything in the life.
所有的在生命中的东西。
And this life begin with His Son.
这个生命就是从他的儿子开始。
And through His death.
然后通过他的死。
And resurrection.
然后通过他的复活。
This powerful life released.
这个强有力的生命就被。
So what is Christian? How do you define Christian?
你怎样定义基督徒呢？
Christian is not just some people receive some kind of religion.
这个基督徒不是说那些人他接受了一个
宗教
的派别，然后他就变成了基督徒。
Yeah. Christian is not just like a Buddhism or a Muslim. You believe some doctrine.
Yeah, 他基督徒不是像佛教或者是穆斯林教，他接受了一些教会的教条。
Or some rules,
或者是他一些生命的
，or some traditions,
或者是some一些
all those things are exterior,
或者是一些常见的行为，他这些所有的东西都是外表的。
But when God tried to tell us something,
当神要告诉我们一些事情
，so I will call you into my son's fellowship,
我要把你让你与我的儿子相交。
This fellowship is union the life together.
这个相交就是联合生命在一起。
He is in us.
我们的主耶稣基督在我们里面。
We are in him.
我们也在他里面。
This is the life union.
这个是生命的相交。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
nothing can be closer than that.
没有什么比这个更紧密的关系了。
So it's not something exterior. It's all inside.
不是外表的事情，而是内部的事情。
So this is a big fellowship.
这个是大的相交。
You share your life together.
你与神分享你的生命。
So, in other words,
在另外一节，
when you have Christ,
当你有耶稣基督，
you have everything of God.
你有了神所有的一切。
Think deeply.
大家仔细的想一想，往里面想一想。
You think, oh, if I'm a son of Bill Gates, then I have everything.
如果你想我是 Bill Gates 的儿子，我就有了一切。
No, you are still too poor.
你说不对，你还是很穷的。
When you have union with the Creator,
当你与创造主有这个联合，
that's real rich.
你才是真正的富。
That is all the richest.In the universe, in God, in Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 这是整个宇宙中最富有的，就是在神里面，在耶稣基督里面。
We are too small.
我们但是很小。
We need God to open our understanding.
我们要神来打开我们的看见的东西。
When you have a little cup, then if someone try to pour a big bucket of water.How much you can contain?
Yeah.
You can only hold this little bit.
Yeah, 当你只有一小杯，就像这样一个小小的杯子，但是有一个大桶里面装满了，要往你这个小杯子里面倒，那你能装多少呢？你只能装一点点。
So that's I use this analogy. How God reaches, try to share with us, you suddenly realize we are so little.
我就用这个比喻来告诉大家，神有那么丰富的东西，他要与我们分享，你能接受的只是一点。
We need God to open, continually open our eyesight, open our capacity, so that we have this union with Him.
所以我们要求神能够不断地打开我们的心，打开我们的眼，然后能够让我们与神联合。
That's why Jesus said you have to deny yourself.
所以耶稣说你要否定你自己。
You have to break your little vessels.
你要把你的这个器皿，小的器皿打碎。
Then you will see his abundant power riches can overflow you.
所以你看见神这么大的丰富能够充满你，能够。
So, every time you see people come to the Lord,
每一次你看见有人到神面前来
，if they really touched by Christ,
如果他们真是被神摸着
，you will see this person just totally change.
你会看见这个人完全的改变。
Originally, he was so miserable, very short-sighted.
以前他是那样的痛苦，他是那样的短视。
But suddenly you will see this whole life open up.
你会突然发现他的生命完全改变了。
His face or her face shine.
他的脸目就放光。
Why?
为什么？
Because he's free.
因为他完全被神释放。
So this fellowship is tremendous.
所以这个相交是真的是很伟大的一个事情。
Yeah. So I hope today, as I share this principle number two, the principle of fellowship.
这个今天我与大家分享的就是第二个这个原则的第二个原则就是与神相交。
And what will be the hindrance for this fellowship?
这个相交的阻碍在哪里呢？
You will see the hindrance is very simple, sin.
这你会看见这个阻碍很简单，就是这个罪。
If you read chapter 1 verse 7 to 9.
大家看约翰一书第一章七到九节。
But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sins.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，他儿子耶稣基督的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 8,
第八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Verse 9,
第九。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
It is true between human being and God.
这是真的，因为从和人和神之间。
From the day of Adam and Eve until even now, 6,000 years, you will see God is willing to commune with human being. However, sin cut this relationship off.
Yeah, 从起初的亚当的夏娃到现在我们这一代差不多有6000年的时间，神在那里是只与愿意与人交通，但是因为罪的缘故我们和神隔绝了。
So God has to solve this problem of blockage.
所以神要在那里解决这个隔绝的这个问题。
God has to solve once for all, remove this issue of sin.
所以神要在那一次要去除这个罪的事情。
And thank God, we know that Jesus is the answer.
我们感谢神，我们知道主耶稣基督就是那个答案。
So as long as we come through Jesus Christ,
一旦我们通过主耶稣基督，
we accept his salvation,
我们接受了他的救赎，
you will see the relationship between God and man recovered.
你看见人和神的关系就恢复了。
The fellowship built, the bridge is built together.
这个桥就是相交的桥就在那里建立起来。
But this relationship has to be maintained.
但是这个关系一定要维持。
In our lives, we have to know, we always trapped by the sins.
在我们生命中，我们知道我们老是被那个罪所吸引。
So we have to continually come before Lord ask for forgiveness.
我们要不停地来到神面前，求神的怜悯。
Sometimes we don't know.
求神的原谅，有时候我们不知道。
And you will see this word said, verse 7. If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light.
我们若在光明中行，就如同神在光明中行一样。
How do you know your face is dirty?
你怎么知道你的脸是脏的？照镜子。
Give you a mirror, but that's not enough.
给你一个镜子，但还不够。
为什么 ？Why?
为什么呢
？If you have a mirror but no light, you still cannot see.
如果你光有个镜子，但是没有光，你还是看不见。
Right. So when I say your face dirty, I have to provide two things. One is light.The other is a mirror.
我要提供你，当我说你的脸是脏的话，我要让你知道这个是，我要给你两样东西，一个是镜子，一个还要有光。
I think we all agree with that.
我们大家都同意。
Right? So you need light.
所以你要有光。
What is a mirror? Mirror is the word of God.
这个镜子是什么呢？镜子就是神的话。
Yeah. If you don't study the word of God, you don't know I'm dark.
如果你不学神的话语，你不知道你是脏的。
You don't know you are a sinner.
你甚至不知道你是个罪。
Only when the word of God come in,
只有当神的话语进到你心中
，and the light shine on us,
这个神的光照在你身上
，then you will discover you are true sinners.
然后你会真的发现你是真的是罪人。
Then you will confess your sin and ask for forgiveness.
然后你就承认你的罪，然后求神赦免。
This is true for everyone.
这个是对每个人都是对真的。
No exception.
没有一个例外。
So we all go through the same experience, same process.
我们都具有同样的经历，有同样的过程。
So in one hand, it is true between you and God.
一方面，这个是对你和神的关系，这个是对的，是真的。
But it is also true between human beings.
这个也是在人和人的关系中也是这样。
Right? So you will see, in this fellowship, he said, you fellowship with God, but you also fellowship with one another.
所以在这里经文中就这样说，一方面你与神相交，一方面你和人之间也要彼此相交。
So when you know,In the church, the hardest part is human relation.
在教会中最难的就是人和人的关系。
In the beginning, you can love one another because you don't know each other too much.
起初的时候你可以爱每一个人，因为你不太认识那些人。
Right? But as the time goes on, you know this person a little bit more, then you have reservation.
Yeah, 当时
间 Wow, what kind of guy is this?
Yeah, 当时间慢慢的过去的时候，你会就有一些保留，因为你认识、你了解这个人更多了，你有些看法了。
Right? Then it's hard to love one another.
然后就彼此相爱就难了。
You rather than love, you are criticizing, urging, demanding. So the relationship is getting tougher and tougher.
不但你不能爱人，你甚至在那里会批评人，会要求人，然后这个关系就越来越不好了。
That's you will find in each.Church group, you will find this situation true everywhere.
你会在每个教会中，你会发现这个差不多都是这样的情况光景。
You and Bible said, love one another.
圣经说要彼此相爱。
Oh, in the beginning it's okay. When time gets longer, very difficult.
Yeah, 起初的话是比较可以的，容易的。但时间过慢慢过去的话，你就会发现越来越难。
Agree?
同意吗大家
Yeah, if you're staying in a church long enough, you will find what I'm saying is true.
如果你在教会里面待的时间足够久的话，你会觉得我说的是对的。
Right? That's why a lot of people stay in church for a few years and then they drop. They change to another church.
所以大家看见比较常见的就是不少人在这个教会里面待上几年，然后他就不得不换一个，因为比较难。
And then you will find to another church,Oh, they are so lovable because you don't know them.
你到了另外教会，你就会发现，哎呀，弟兄姐妹是那么可爱，因为你还不认识他们。
As time goes on,
时间这样过去
，you will find the same history repeats.
你会发现这个历史就不停的重复。
Right? So nothing new. If you
不是很新的事情。
If you cannot love your brother and sister right around you, don't assume you can love other brothers That's not true.
Yeah, 如果你不能爱你周围的弟兄姐妹的话，你不能假设你能到其他教会去能爱那边的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, we are all sinners.
我们都是罪，有罪的人。
No one is perfect.
没有人是完美的。
And we have to learn how to love sinners just like God loves us.
我们要学怎样去爱一个罪人，就像神爱我们一样，爱我们这些罪人一样。
So when we talk about fellowship.
当我们谈这个相交的一个事情
It's very real.
这个是真的是完比较现实的
Yeah, we have to learn all our lives.
我们要一生都要学这个功课
We really, for the sake of God's love,
因为主的缘故
He prayed, you are one.
Yeah, 他付上代价他祷告 他付上代价让我们成为合一
And we have toobey his commandment.
我们要听主的命令。
If you read, continue this chapter 2.
大家接着读这个第二章的话，大家接着读的话。
Chapter 2 and verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 2 verse 8 said, On the other hand, I am writing a new command to you, which is true in him and in you.Because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining.
再者，我写给你们的是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀。
Verse 9.
第九。
The one who says he is in the light, and yet hates his brother, is in the darkness until now.
人若说自己在光明中，却恨他的弟兄，他到如今是还是在黑暗里。
Let's read verse 10 together.
让我们一起读第十节。
The one who loves his brother abides in the light. There is no cause for stumble in him. So, I think, what's the essence of church life?
我想，这个教会生活的这个本质在哪里？
To practice this commandment.
就是能够实现这个实践主的命令。
This commandment means love one another.
这个命主的命令就是彼此相爱。
If you practice this, you are abide in the light.
如果你在这里自己能够行这样的事情，你就是在，你就和主在一起，就紧紧靠着主。
Is that easy?
是不是很容易呢？
Oh, it's not easy.
这不容易啊。
To practice this needs a lot of sacrifice.
这能够行这样的事情，要有很多的牺牲的。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
We learn this lesson through your relationship with God.
我们也通过你和主的关系我们学这样的功课。
The closer you are to the Lord,
你和主的关系越近
the more light you receive from the Lord,
你从主那里接受来的光更多
then you can recognize who you are,
然后你就会认识你自己是谁
and you will find how corrupt you are,
然后你会发现你自己是多么的败坏
and then through the corruption of yourself, you know God's love accepts you as you are.
Yeah.因为你自己这样败坏，你也会学到主就是以你的本相接受了你。
So you will be humble.
所以你会谦卑。
Then you will not demand other brothers and sisters to be perfect.
然后你就不会要求别的弟兄姐妹也是那样完美。
If you are not perfect, God can accept you.
如果你是不完美，神能够接受你。
Then you have to learn to accept.Your imperfect brothers and sisters.
你要学怎样去接受那些不完美的弟兄姐妹。
Only when you know yourself, then you can accept others.
只有你自己了解你自己，你才能接受别人。
If you don't see yourself is imperfect, is so corrupt, you will always demand others.
如果你自己不能意识到你自己是不完美的，你自己是败坏的，你在那里一直会要求别人，你就会要求别人要完美。
Right. Then it's very painful.
这个是很痛苦的事情。
A few years ago,
几年前
in our church.
在我们教会里。
We went through a very, very difficult time.
我们有一个很困难的时期。
Well, no one wants to serve in the deacon board.
没有人愿意到执事会来服侍。
If you know what I'm talking about.
如果你知道我说的是什么话。
Because every deacon was under the telescope.
因为每一个每一个这个执事都在那里受检测受检验。
Demand is very high.
这个要求很高。
So then you have created a lot of frictions.
然后就有很多的摩擦。
The friction to such extent become bitterness.
然后这个摩擦到一定呢就变成了一个苦毒了。
Then every time when we have deacon board meeting monthly,
当每个月有这个执事会的时候执事开会的时候
then that become a fighting battlefield.
然后就变成执事会就变成一个吵架会了。
对。It's very, very difficult.
是非常难。
Brothers and sisters, that's true.
这个是真的。
If we don't see ourselves is imperfect, is so corrupt, then we always demand others to be perfect.
Yeah, 因为如果我们看不见我们自己是不完美的，是败坏的话，我们就会老是在那里要求别人完美。
So if you always demand others to be perfect,
如果你要求别人完美，
then it's tough to love one another.
然后就很难彼此相爱。
Because you don't accept one another.
因为你不能接受别人。
You don't trust one another.
你不信任别人。
Then how can you serve together?
你怎样在一起来服侍呢？
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
we don't have too much time in this life.
我们在这生中没有太多时间了。
We have to learn lessons efficiently.
我们要在这里学功课，要有效的学功课。
Yeah, means we treasure our time God provide for all of us.
Yeah, 我们要真是要珍惜神给我们在一起的时间。
We serve together.
我们一起服侍。
Because His love.
因为神的爱。
We accept one another because His love.
因为我们彼此接受也是因为神的爱。
Then we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们把自己献上当作活祭。
We don't demand others to be perfect.
我们不要求别人完美。
We demand ourselves to be perfect.
我们要求我们自己要完美。
May God have mercy.
求神有怜悯。
This life of fellowship,
这个生命的交接
is our calling.
是我们的呼召，是神给我们的。
This calling, not only today we learn this lesson, this is something for the next life.
不是我们今天所学的功课，我们的永世而已，我们永世也要学这样的功课。
Because He wants to share everything with us.
因为神要把他所有的与我们分享。
He is selfless.
这个神是无私的。
So He demands us to deal with the self-centeredness.
他所以命令我们要自己来对付我们的老我，自己的自我为中心。
Share everything together. The largest enemy is self-centeredness.
Yeah.我们一同分享一体交接最大的阻碍就是自我为中心。
Yes. When you have that attitude, then share everything together become impossible.
如果你有自我为中心这个问题的话彼此分享是很难的了不可能。
Until you are willing to drop yourself.
直到你能够放弃你自己。
Deny yourself.
然后否定你自己。
Then everything becomes easy.
每件事就容易了。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
That's a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
You have given us a new life.
你给了我们新生命。
The life of Christ.
主耶稣基督的生命。
He lived without demand his rights.
Yeah, 他活着没有来
求他自己的权利。
求他自己的权利。
He rather sacrificed himself.
他甚至牺牲他自己的生命。
He is willing to lay down his life.
他这样宁愿放下他自己的生命。
For God's sake.
因为主的原因。
For God's purpose.
因为神的意愿。
Lord, we thank you for his self-denial life.
我们主啊，我们要感谢你，因为你自己放弃了你自己。
So you can save us.
所以你能够来救我们。
You become our savior.
你变成了我们的救主。
You become our Messiah.
你变成了我们的弥赛亚。
Today you give this new life to us.
今天你给了我们这样一个新生命。
May we deny our own, old self, accept this new life from you.
让我们能够抛弃我们的老我，接受从你来的新生命。
You call this a new and living way.
你把这个叫做又新又活的路。
Praise you.
感谢你，赞美你。
You give us eternal life.
你给了我们新永久的生命。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成行。
May your church can reflect the glory of God.
愿你的教会能够发出神的光。
May your bride be such a testimony in this world for you.
愿你的心腹在这个世界上成为你的见证。
Hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brother Hong and Brother Lee.
我们谢谢彭弟兄和李弟兄。
For delivering today's message.
真是感谢今天的信息。
And let us hear the calling for fellowship in Christ Jesus.
让我们听见主耶稣基督的呼召，在耶稣基督里。
Right now, we would like to welcome first, if you were the first time come here, and we would like welcome you.
如果你是第一次来的话，我们要在这里欢迎你。
Yeah, if you are first time, and would you please stand up and
introduce yourself? 如果你第一次来的话，请站起来，能介绍一下自己。
Okay, is there anyone on this side?
这部分有没有？
Yeah, it's all. Yeah, no new one yet, and.And we have a, how about this side? Is any? Oh, yeah, this one we have a new one.
yeah.
Yeah.
这里有一个新家庭来，请介绍一下自己。